You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and we start this week with one that's listed under Hank Mobley's name. Hank Mobley, Lee Morgan are the front line. Album is called Monday Night at Birdland.
Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to do original tune, Jam.
Thank you. Thank you.
And there's Jerry Mulligan live at Storyville from 1956, a piece he calls Open Country. It rounds out an extended first set. Let's go to the top, and we'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started out with a package Monday Night at Birdland on the Roulette label from April 1958. And it's actually listed in the discography under Hank Mobley's name. So what we listened to was It's You or No One. Hank Mobley on tenor, Lee Morgan trumpet. Curtis Fuller was on the evening's bill, but he sat out on that particular tune. Billy Root was there on tenor and baritone, Ray Bryant piano, Tommy Bryant on bass, and Spex Williams on the drums. It's You or No One, Hank Mobley. Then we listened to Sonny Stitt, a piece called Sonny's Bunny from September of 1955. It's on a package on the Roos label. Sonny Stitt plays Quincy Jones. Sonny Stitt, alto, Jimmy Nottingham, Ernie Royal on trumpets, J.J. Johnson, trombone, Anthony Ortega on alto, Seldon Powell, tenor, Cecil Payne, baritone, Hank Jones, piano, Freddie Green, guitar, Oscar Pettiford on the bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. Quincy Jones did the arranging. Then we listened to Dodo Marmarosa. This was a transcription recording from 1946, I'm in Love. Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, and Gene England on bass. We also listened to Oscar Pettiford and his rendition of Stockholm, Sweden from December of 1953 on the debut label. In addition to Oscar Pettiford, we had Julius Watkins on flugelhorn, Phil Urso on tenor, Walter Bishop piano. Oscar Pettiford played cello, Charles Mingus played bass, Percy Bryce played the drums. Then Chet Baker, from November 1956, off a package on the Pacific Jazz label called Picture of Health, we had Resident Emotions, with Chet Baker trumpet, Art Pepper alto, Phil Urso tenor, Carl Perkins piano, Curtis Counts bass, Lance Marable on the drums. And that led us around to Open Country, Jerry Mulligan. Again, it was live at Storyville on the Pacific Jazz label, December 1956. Jerry Mulligan on baritone, Bob Brookmeyer trombone, Bill Crow bass, Dave Bailey on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline runs roughly from 1944 through 1964, and our next set begins with Lee Morgan. Thank you. I dig you the most. It was Ernie Wilkins team with Kenny Clark. From March 1955 on the Savoy label, Ernie Wilkins on alto, George Barrow. On tenor, Eddie Burt trombone, Cecil Payne baritone, Hank Jones piano, Wendell Marshall bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. I dig you the most. We started the set with Lee Morgan from April 1960, a track off a package called The Young Lions. On the VJ label, Peaches and Cream was the name of the tune. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter tenor, Frank Stozier on alto, Bobby Timmons piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Tootie Heath on the drums. We also heard from Harold Land. This is Harold in the Land of Jazz on the Jazzland label. January 1956, we listened to Delirium. Harold Land on tenor, Ralph Erickson on trumpet, Carl Perkins piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Frank Butler on the drums. And that led us around to Ernie Wilkins and Kenny Clark, and I dig you the most. You're listening to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Again, our program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Let's listen to Paul Desmond. This will take us on out of the hour. It's from October 1961 on the RCA label. This is the title track, the package called Desmond Blue. Among the players here, Jim Hall on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, of course, Paul Desmond.
Thank you.